Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Have our moderator, Tiffany.
Oh, I was going to do that. Hello.
Yeah, I was saying hello to you. Yeah, we're almost to the million viewers, not that will create the scenario where Tiffany turns her video on. So if you guys could tell a friend and have them tell a friend, and let's ripple that out. So when we get 1 million viewers, she'll turn her camera on. We want that.
Happen. Anything is possible.
Make it happen.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody, come in. Come on and tell us where you're from. That's really exciting and very important. I love watching all this. I mean, I love seeing it, and I know all of you love seeing it to know that you're not alone. That's really why we do this, and I always say it every time. I guess I feel like I need to justify myself. I don't know. But anyway, thank you for doing that. You are lighting up the grid. So, if nothing else, you are bringing your awareness to what you are doing. That's a big deal.
Yeah, let's consciously put our minds together and just see ourselves all around the world holding hands.
With our
So,
light shining.
you guys would like to ask questions, please put Tiffany's name in capital letters in the comments section and ask your question. She's our moderator. She's the one that will be looking for that. If you've been around and you've seen how we do this, Goddess Tiffany in the sky, Butterfly Princess in the sky, whatever beautiful names you'd like to add to Tiffany are very welcome. She reads them out loud on the show, so why not get real creative and put little emojis and all the fun things? It's going to get her attention, and that's really what it's all about. You got to get her attention. It's the look at mine, look at my question. That's how you get her attention to do it. Yeah. Just shine your light. And if you are commenting on Facebook, please open it up to its full form and comment. That way, we'll be able to get the comments on the main feed that we have. We are streaming live in several different places, and all the comments are being funneled in one place. Now, if you are on my Facebook page, for some reason, we do not get the questions. Don't know why. I haven't figured it out. But go to my YouTube page. We're getting all of those questions. So head on over to YouTube because I every week have a competition with Julia to see which one of us can get more live YouTube streamers.
Women.
And I'm winning, and I like winning. It looks good on me. It really does. So go on over to YouTube, make your comments there. If you're watching in Facebook, just remember to open it up to its full form and then comment so that we're sure to get them. And thank you everyone for being here. And remember, share this with a friend and then another friend because we want Tiffany to turn her camera on. That would be
Yes, we
great.
do.
Yeah.
Tiffany may not want to, but we do.
Yeah. I mean, did she get a vote in that?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
Nope. And that makes it even funner.
Exactly. Yes, we like to keep it a little lively here. So, very good. All right, everybody, if you're not putting your where you're from in there, get on it, put it in there. We'd like to know and get your questions. Now, last week we had Keep It Weird, and you had to keep your questions weird, and it was actually kind of fun. So,
Yep.
get as weird as you want to with the questions. Let's just make them
Weird is always
metaphysical.
good. Weird is always fine and normal and accepted.
Yeah, weird is our normal, right? It is. I like that. And weird can be your normal too.
Can.
One big happy family here.
Of weirdness. Yeah. Gotta sneeze. Okay.
Oh,
Mute here real
we could
quick.
all say bless you at the same time. Now we're all watching. We're waiting. We're waiting. Is she going to do it? Nope, it went away. It's
Because
kind of
you
like
do that.
hiccups. It's like hiccups. Not going to do it anymore. Oh.
Okay, so we didn't. What are you feeling energy? I mean, I know you didn't look things up beforehand and kind of get things, but energy wise, what are we feeling? You know, is there a shift in that you've noticed in anything?
Well, what I do remember listening to this week is that We are looking at shifts coming. February is bringing some shifts and going into March and spring. Things will start feeling lighter. The beginning of this year was going to be a little heavier. And then as we leave the winter season into spring, it starts feeling a little lighter and purposeful and on path. We're in that piece, and this part didn't change because this was going to go on for a couple of weeks, but we're in that piece where we're figuring out what's still working, what's not working, what are we going to let go of, who are we going to let go of, walking away from the job, walking towards a job, whatever it might be. But those kinds of changes are taking place all over. We're reinventing ourselves and the wheel at the same time. So there's a lot of, there's probably a lot of contemplation, a lot of back and forth. Do I let this go? A lot of stuff coming up right now that people are dealing with. What does that look like? And I know, like I talked to a friend of mine today where, and hello, Darlene, if you're watching. And we were talking about, kind of in that space of, I know something's changing. Just don't know quite what that looks like yet. But yet there's that feeling of knowing something's shifting. But what is it? And so it's kind of that limbo phase. Not quite knowing what it is yet, but knowing something's going to change or look a little different.
So it's like the middle of the shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you never
Yeah,
know.
hopefully you're over the hump now. You're gonna start falling into the, oh, it looks like this. Shoom. But yeah, so a lot of people could be experiencing that. And physically, maybe still feeling tired and or sleepy and
I'm hearing a lot of that, just very, very tough.
yeah. Like even when I have ideas and inspirations and kind of like, yeah, and I think I have like next Thursday half, I can work on it then, and it's not like a do it now thing. It's kind of like, yeah, maybe I'll put some thought into that over there.
Next week.
So, yeah. So I think we're still just kind of clearing out some cobwebs and making things, just
That's
letting them
definitely what I'm doing
settle.
in this house. I'm clearing out all the cobwebs.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring in the new. So
Beautiful.
you might see something like that happening. I mean, literally, having to redo things.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree.
I'm okay. Is your little cool little deck still there? Okay, because I'm hearing for you to draw a card. It's like, and I, so maybe that'll
Okay.
just to give a little more insight or something, so.
So this deck of cards, I'm going to tell you a little story. They look adorable, and even look at this. Like that's the cat's peeking underneath. It's so
Oh,
cute. Isn't
okay.
that cute?
Oh, that is cute.
Yeah. Now, when I got into the cards, this is supposed to be Tarot, and I had a hard time finding how the picture actually matched what the Tarot card meant. So it took a little playing with them to figure out what do I feel with this? This card, the picture on it doesn't really match what the card means. So we'll just see what pops up. How many cards do you feel like need to?
I just told you just need to get one, pick a
Just
card,
one.
one card.
Just one card. I think Tiffany should pull a card from her doggy deck too. Okay, one card. Okay, well, this is, are we going to be able to do that? It's a little cat getting water from the sink. Yeah. Okay, so what do we know? Water's emotion. Sorry about the moving camera thing. I'm getting used to that. And if I move around, maybe it'll follow me. Okay, so. Okay, I'm looking at the cups in the sink. We got the sun, we got the moon, we got a star. So for me, that's indicating that same thing we just talked about. Like we're ending a cycle and we're thinking about what we want to create, and then it gets created. And this kitty cat's playing in the water. Well, water's like emotions, right? So we got to work through those emotions that are coming up as we are getting ready to release, let go of, change. Like change can be intimidating,
Oh,
it's
absolutely. Yeah.
not always like you're jumping up and down when something's changing. It's like it can feel scary or unknown. So
Yeah, we always
But anyway.
want the end result, but the path to get there, we're not wrong about it always. And
Right. But also
also because
here.
that's a tap of water, right? It's water running out of a faucet.
Yeah, and it's running into the empty side of the sink. The sink's divided. It's
Okay.
running into the empty side. So for me, it's like, okay, you're at the end of that cycle of cleaning house, and all the new stuff is over here on the other side.
I
So.
was also getting the feeling of by it being a faucet, it's abundant. It's not, there's not a limited.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Just it's going to keep flowing.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So don't be surprised if you're walking away from some things to make room for something new to come in.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was.
Fun little
And
kicking.
that is the cat tarot. So look for it in your metaphysical stores. Yeah, it's kind of funny to get fun things like that. You know, this we laughed a lot over that deck. That was a good deck to have. The pictures are cute, very cute. So, yeah. All right, are we ready for?
We are ready. And if Tiffany, if you got your dog deck, handy, you could do that too. I don't know if it was close to you, but you're probably your dog is probably in your lap, so
Yeah, you're probably not gonna get much relief from dog on you for a minute. So,
it's actually the cat.
Ah, okay.
And yes, the deck is in the other room. I unpacked my bag and left it in the other room.
I see how you are.
Maybe.
I
Well, where's
just for
everybody
this.
from?
Oh, let's see. Let me scroll back. We have New
Ooh.
Zealand, Connecticut, Canada, California, North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, Portland, Oregon. I just visited your area, Kathy. We have Washington, also just visited your area.
I'll say Kathy would appreciate the cat cards. She's got her kitties.
Oh. Kansas City, Missouri. We have a Judy from Australia. Do you does
Ooh, who
that
could
does
that
that
be? Do we know Judy?
Utah, Florida, Colorado, Mississippi, Georgia, Minnesota, Idaho, Norway, Indiana, Trinidad.
Trinidad.
Wow. Wow.
Very cool. Oh, this is so cool, guys.
London.
Thank you. London. Okay. Very cool.
I know. All over the world.
Wait,
Welcome,
there was an
welcome.
Arkansas. Just
Oh,
had to cover you for you.
Arkansas
Where was
came
it?
in. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. But no Texas.
There's got to be Texas in the house.
Not yet. I'll let you know.
Okay.
All
Very cool.
right. We're waiting for it.
Yeah, well, how about we do some questions while we wait for Texas to come in the house? So,
That sounds lovely.
okay. And thank you all, everybody,
I
for.
keep being told to test my mic because I couldn't tell myself if the microphone, if it sounded much different. So I'm going to switch mics. You guys tell me how it sounds. Okay, so I think I'm on the different mic. How is that?
That's a fuller, deeper. Yeah, it's more.
That better?
I don't know about better, it's just more.
Okay. Behind the scenes, Tiffany, is that better?
I like the other way.
Oh, okay. Back to the other mic. Hold on.
Yeah, the other way feels more natural. This one feels more natural.
Okay, so back to that one.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, it
kind of like.
sounds like I'm talking to you on the phone.
Yeah, it's like, what effect do you want?
I want you all to like the sound of my voice. So for everyone listening, I'm going to start talking slower and
Have
you
an Austin. Nope, you're not
like
doing it. I'm going to
sound.
interject.
Look at you. You don't want me to hypnotize you to like the
We
sound of my
beckoned them
voice?
in. Yeah, exactly. Like, stop with the hypnosis.
Your eyes are getting heavy. That's the sound of my voice. It's very soothing. What do you mean you don't like that? All right. Well, I'm glad I know now to leave it on my big mic. This is the one you guys chose.
Okay.
All the behind the scene
Sounds
things.
good. I'm using mine too. I don't know if there's any difference.
There's only one way to find out.
I'm not going to do it right now. So you need to come on the show. I know people have questions. I can feel
Ready for those questions. But thank you guys for helping me know which mic sounds better. That's perfect.
first question. Can we help you figure out which mic to use? I'm just kidding. first, this question, Tiffany. First, do you match your shirt style like these two?
I know. I did notice it. I noticed it. I didn't say it. It's like, well,
Answer to that, no, I did not get the memo. I'm sorry.
a different question. Do we have shirts in our closet that do match?
Oh, you mean you
All
answered
three
it,
of us?
Tiffany?
We do?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you which one because I want you to wear it.
Okay. Send it to me. I'll see if I get it.
Problem.
second, how do I get rid of this? Oh, what is ringing in the ears? They use the actual word, but I
Use
don't.
tinnitus.
Yeah, tinnitus.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ringing in the ear. And that's, I love that because people think it's, they just now came out with a cure for it, this drug that will definitely take care of it. And it's like, they don't. It's just so funny, all these things that they come out with. Ringing in the ears is just a calling to come higher. That's your guides are just calling you higher. To raise your frequency. It's about frequency. And so if you will just think like this, someone told me to do it as an experiment one time and just see, it's like, this is what it is. It's doing that. And so I did it. I'll do it this way. I can't talk for some reason all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on.
I
You
can
did
make words up for
it.
you.
You did it. Anyway, okay, so it's a frequency thing. It's calling to raise your frequency. And it's like, this is where you were tapping in to that. It's what's going on and you're sensing it. And it's like, it's wanting you, is when you get higher, the higher frequency, it will now disappear. Okay. So it's a calling for that. So when I heard that, it was like, well, I'm going to test that because I get it every so often, it's just like once in a while and I'll just test it. And sure enough, one time in the middle of the night, I did. And the ideas for raising your frequency was like, it's like do things that lighten your vibration. Happy thoughts. Peter Pan, he was right. Happy
I
thoughts.
love that analogy. Yeah. I love
And
it.
yeah, or like, I am God. I am light. I am love. All of those are high frequency feelings. So do things that, up, anything that helps you feel lighter. And so I did that. I woke up in the middle of the night. I had this going on and I was like, okay, so I'm just gonna play with this. And I started doing that, and oh my God, it disappeared. It just because
Wow.
it's just asking you to raise your frequency. So just play with it.
I love homework. Sending them with homework. It's awesome. So,
Yeah, I don't know if it's the we could get scientific and analytical, and because it's our guides talking to us, and maybe the frequency that they talk to us on is just a higher one, and that's how it comes through until we're up here matching it. It's
yeah. I saw somebody was asking, does it matter if it's left ear or right ear? For me personally, if it switches sides, it means something different. One side is loved ones are trying to talk to you, crossed over loved ones, and the other side is like your guides and channels and different things.
Yeah, and it's funny
So,
that I pointed this one because I only get it over here, and I don't know why I pointed over here, but that's you're probably right. And this is usually where I hear all my guidance. It's like all the guide messages coming here.
right? Yeah. And I noticed that for myself. Yeah, that it depends on if I notice it's on a certain side, I'll know who's trying to get through or which group I'm tuning into. So, yeah, very cool.
That's good. It gives you direction with it. See,
Yeah.
there's a reason. Don't take the drugs to numb it out. There's a reason for it.
Aw, yeah. That would be fun if you guys next week If you ended up with the ringing in the ears and you try this, let us know how that worked. It'd be really interesting to hear it.
Yeah, what you
All
got.
right, goddess in the sky, lovely and beautiful Tiffany.
So we had someone asking, when I get an auditory message from spirit, it seems like it's always in my right ear. Is there a reason for this? I think you've kind of touched on that. I don't know if you have anything you want to elaborate to.
Our right one seems to be the guidance here.
But someone else kind of off of that asked, what about a tickling in the ear?
Yeah,
Not a
I think
ringing.
it's the same thing. They're trying to get your attention. There's a
Or they
message.
see
There's
me,
something they
or
want you to
they'll see me
hear.
doing this. That's like that's yeah, get my attention. You got it.
Yeah. Okay, keep going, Tiff.
Sorry, I got distracted.
She was tugging her ears.
I've got these two voices in my ears right now. It's
Can't get them out. Take that
are
further in.
fewer are fewer people getting into romantic type relationships? I'm feeling like the idea of it seems more overwhelming in light of my newfound metaphysical awareness.
Gonna say you're probably asking the wrong people.
So in our world, yeah. But I think it depends. What does it mean to you? I think it could be what just came in when you were saying the romantic stuff. I mean, that's fine, but sometimes we associate, I don't know about you, but sometimes a lot of drama comes with that too. And we are definitely dropping the drama stuff. And so if that includes that, then that could be something that's going on. Or, what are your thoughts on that, Tracy?
I think there's truth to it, and I think as we keep evolving, what do we look for in a partner? We're looking for things that are filling the void. Well, when we are filling the void for ourselves, then there's less need for a partner. Now, does that mean that's gonna void out romantic relationships? No, I think they're evolving and they're gonna be so beautiful, but I think probably what's happening is we're all in kind of a, as we're evolving, we're all giving each other space to do that. So we're kind of waiting for all of us to get there, and it's going to redefine it. But I think it'll be a beautiful thing. The unions will be a much different kind of union. There won't be the jealousies and that control piece or that, all the drama things that come with with relationships and our insecurities, because relationships are meant to trigger our insecurities so we can heal them. So if that's happening, just enjoy where you're at and do what you're doing. And when it's time, that desire will come back. I mean, we've all had that happen, right? Where we're just doing our own little thing, and then somebody, rather it be a friend or a new romantic relationship, will just show up and we'll know that we're supposed to go on a journey with that. But if you're having fun being single or not having that, enjoy it. Have fun.
It's okay.
Yeah. All right. Shall we come up with another really cool name? How come I'm not seeing Tiffany goddess names come up? Are they happening?
There's some. I'm
There are
just not
some.
reading them.
Okay. So I'm just going to remind the audience, Tiffany in capital letters, if you have a question. And if you want to call her Goddess Tiffany, Tiffany in the sky, wonderful butterfly, whatever fun name you can come up with, she'll respond to it.
So you're saying if you want, but then you're looking for them and being upset that they're not there as if it
My
was a requirement.
expectations on you guys is that you put them there. Like, did I stutter? No, just kidding. I love you. All right. Anybody with the fun captions around your name? No, just kidding. What's our next question?
Let's see here. How do you connect to your spirit guide easily? Would love to hear your thoughts.
How do you disconnect from them? Because you're connected all the time.
Yeah.
That conversation in your head is most likely with that spirit guide or higher self. So you're always connected. I loved it when I figured that out, that was just always me connected to this greater beautiful thing. So, how would you want to answer that?
Oh, I think that's great. Exactly. You come to a realization that it's always there and you've never been disconnected. And so it's something it's very comforting. I was the same way. It's like, oh, it's not a big exercise. It's not a big challenge of anything to connect and get your information. Probably the part, maybe, I mean, because you're always connected. So maybe your question is, how do you understand the messages, maybe? Or
Oh,
how do you
yeah, that could be
give
different. How
somebody
do you know the difference?
yeah.
I like to tell people if there's fear or doubt or you're not trusting, that's you, that's that ego-y side. But if you're having a conversation and you're feeling inspired or positive thoughts are popping in, that's probably you connecting to that higher self. Or if you're asking questions and having thoughts and answers are popping in. Yeah.
Yeah, because that part's always on your side. It's your conscious mind, your ego, it sees things differently. So it might be downtrodden doing some things like, ah, you're
Yeah.
crazy.
I was talking to I don't remember if that was this last weekend or not, where we were talking about how to it was like pendulums and yes, no questions and that kind of thing. And we were talking about it. And I was like, one of my favorite things that I heard was when you have a question or you're trying to make a decision, you got these two things you're juggling, take a coin and flip it. You give one to each side, right? And you flip it. And then before it lands, look at which one you want it to land on. And that tells you which way you need to go, right? We really are creating, you guys. We're creating with our thoughts and all the things. And so when you sit there and go, oh, I just want it to be that answer. Yes, that's the answer then. That's the answer. If you want it to be that answer, then manifest and create from that.
Yeah, there's a reason you want it.
Yeah.
We got to give ourselves more credit. We think, oh, it's all happening to us. This goes back to that. It's happening to us. Well, it's happening for us and with us. And so it's a matter of understanding, oh, this is coming from my guidance. That's why I'm excited about this. That's why I want to do it. That's why, because that is the direction.
Yeah. So manifest, create. What is that excited feeling? What's the thing you're saying? Well, that's just because I want it to be that way. Go for that one. Go for the thing that's inspiring you or that you think is out of reach maybe a little bit, but you would like that. What would it take to shift you into an energetic match to that? Invite that to come in. But then you got to be willing to make the changes too. So. But that's the phase we're in right now, right? We're in that phase of
We're in
things are changing.
the
Yeah. So now would be a perfect time to be really thinking about it. What do you want to create? And the next 2 years are going to be really fascinating how fast I think we're going to see manifestation happening. We start understanding, oh, I put a lot of energy. I just had this wave of energy come through. And then all of a sudden I manifested this thing and it worked.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see a lot more of that. People are going to start understanding it at a deeper level how
Yeah.
that works.
And that's all you have to do is just feel it once or twice. And it's like, oh, I know what it feels like. I know how it works now. And then it's just boom. It's like the first, what was it? Those runners, I can't remember. And I don't remember the distance and how much time and stuff like that. And they said it was an impossibility. Was it a 10 minute mile or I don't 10 or 10 miles? And I don't know what it is, but you know what I'm trying to say. It's like those records, those running records. Nobody could do it. And then finally somebody did. And then after that, people started doing it. They had to see that first one done. It's like, oh, this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Now, once I could see it, now I can do it. I can create it.
Yeah, such a perfect example. The mile. I remember that when they're like, "Oh, this is the record." And then,
Is it a
you're
10-minute
seeing
mile? That's a
yourself.
big deal. 10-minute mile. For
I think
some reason,
4 minute mile is a big deal. I think I've heard
I
people
think
who
10 minutes used to be, that would be a big deal for me if I could do a mile in 10 minutes, but that's yeah. But that's all
Do
that
I get
sits.
an hour? Can I have an hour for that? Anyways, my sedentary lifestyle requires me to have at least 30 minutes for that mile. No. But yeah, I know that that was, I remember that growing up when people were trying to break those records, and it was such a big deal to do that. So yeah, very cool. All right. Beautiful, lovely Tiffany in the sky. What do you have for us now, my dear?
Let's see. Suggestions on keeping in the light with all the chaos going on around us.
Tune out the chaos.
Exactly. Don't pay any attention to the chaos.
If you're talking like it's on TV or you're watching it on social media, turn it off. It really does the trick. If you don't see it, you don't know. It's not, yeah.
Yeah, and you do not, there's nothing whatsoever that makes you obligated to invest in the chaos whatsoever. You are not obligated to look at it, to know about it, anything. Just do you, stay in your world. That's your world. And that's how you keep it light.
Yeah.
You're only allowing in what you want in.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been putting it out here for years, not in my reality, and we've been talking about this, you know, what are you putting your focus on? What are you putting your attention on? And I've just noticed lately with different people that I've seen posting that they're really focusing on that now, and we're like, we've been saying this. But I know a lot of people have been saying that where we put our energy is so important and it's going to create our reality. If you enjoy the chaos, which you might, and that's okay. It is
Exactly.
totally okay to think, okay, this is, you know, this chaos is keeping things lively and you like it. And that's okay. Just get honest with yourself. If you really don't like it, it's going to be really easy to turn that programming off. And if you find you do like it, then just be okay with that. Right? I think we've got so much judgment out there about things, the do's and don'ts and the goods and the bads, and everything is just experience. So, you know, if you're enjoying the experience,
Keep going.
keep doing that. If
Yeah.
you don't, change what
Keep
you're doing.
going. Just stop.
Yeah. So, yeah, very good. That was a good question.
Yes.
It affects all of us out there. Tiffany unmuted before I called her, so I'm really excited about what's about to happen.
Oh, I just thought there was about to be a lull. I was trying to be,
You were
proactive.
proactive. I was really excited about it.
If you're experiencing an unfortunate situation of something that you did to someone else, basically karma, how do you make it stop and undo the karma?
Forgive yourself.
It's not a matter of undoing the karma. It's a matter of following it through and learning what it's teaching you. And then with that, then forgiveness,
Yeah,
so.
you might even find that the other person probably isn't even holding on to it like you are. And if they are, then, you know, follow through with that too. If you feel an apology to set it straight, that could be enlightenment. But you do have to forgive yourself in order to bring that forgiveness forward.
Yeah, and when we
So.
say forgive yourself, it's the part you played and whatever. However, you can word it different ways. I was had someone tell me one time, because I thought I'd forgiven everything in this situation, and they're like, "Well, did you remember to forgive yourself?" And I was like, "Well, I think so." And they said, "Well, what about forgiving yourself for allowing it to go on so long?" Never would have thought of something like that. And that's when I started bawling.
Yeah.
So, see, it's like, what part am I playing in this?
That's powerful. That I when you said it, I could just feel a wave go.
Mm.
That affected a lot of people. Good information. Yeah. All right, let's see if we just pause what happens. Nope, we're gonna have to call her. She didn't.
She's playing games.
She's playing games. Oh, Tiffany.
I'm on to you. Oh, this question is from Kathy. So, Kathy, there's probably going to be follow-up. I'm curious to know why I have been diagnosed as severely anemic. I have to get an iron infusion tomorrow.
Okay. When did this start? Yeah, you're right. There's going to be lots of questions. So, because you can't just ask. I mean, there's a general thing about it, but let's just look at it. You want to know for you what's going on. So, when did this start? So, and we can go on to something else too while we're waiting for the back and forth.
Tiffany. Tiffany.
Yes, I know that's my cue. I'm working hard
I
behind the scenes, man.
can hear the pages turning and it's digital, so it must be intense.
I'm wondering if it's getting more difficult for people to connect with the higher planes. Like it's taking more energy to raise our vibration than it was last year or the year before.
Oh, the opposite. But what I think you might be experiencing, if you're experiencing that, is that we have moved into a new level. And so you might be trying to adapt to that. And maybe that's what's feeling harder
Wonky.
to connect, but it's not, it's, we are in such a cool place right now. Like this whole beginning, end of last year, beginning of this year is just throwing us into a whole flux of new energy. And leveling, I hate to say leveling up because it makes it sound like it's better than the other energy. You're moving into a new frequency and you're learning how to tap into that. So that might be what's happening, is that it feels like you're not connecting to anything because you're trying to learn how to connect to something new. Did that make sense?
Yeah, and that's really good. And what I'm hearing as you're saying that is I just keep hearing acceptance, accept yourself where you are. So there's something, those are expectations that you have on what you're doing and how you're doing it and things like that. So they're like, just let that go. Accept yourself. That's part of loving yourself and just accept yourself where you are. And yeah, I love what you just said.
Well, and while you were talking, I kept hearing the way that what you were talking about from before the new energy came in, the way it was is now the new normal. And now we're working at the next level of it. So welcome to the new level.
Very cool.
I know it's
I
fun.
think it's interesting that it feels like you're going backwards, but it's actually you've progressed so
But it
much.
kind of makes sense, right? It's like you settled into the new normal, so now it feels like starting over again.
Yeah, that's true.
But really, if you look at where you were a year ago, 2 years ago,
That's what they
you're,
were just showing me. I had the same visual. If
yeah.
you look here, it's like you're
Why do
probably
we wear the same kind of clothes?
true.
Yeah, it makes sense. And more of that's happening, by the way, having the same thoughts as the people next to you or that you're connecting with. It's crazy. So anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun in this new wave of energy. It's more telepathic, and we're going to start understanding. The information I get is that we're going to start understanding more about the fourth and fifth dimension and how to create it, because we're not creating it in a physical reality of the 3D reality. We're doing it in a mental reality. It's a mental space. And when we can create it in the mental space, then we get it mirrored back to us in the physical. So we're all learning the level up that.
Love it. See how easy that is? That's what she just said. That's how easy it is. And that's what we're learning. And when we say, oh, that's so easy and it's
So easy.
fun, you know it's going to be very done very easily, effortlessly.
Yep. And you know how we have children these days that can't believe that we ever lived without cell phones and computers and all the things,
Actually did, guys. We really did.
and all the things. So the children that are coming here are going to be like, what do you mean you didn't know how to tap into all these different levels of yourself and da da da. And so they're gonna think we are cavemen at this point compared to what the
We'll
new
say,
children
no,
are
you know,
gonna
we
be.
were born with these blinders on, roaming
Yeah.
around, bumping into walls, and having to figure out what was what. And then finally, we started seeing where we could see a little bit more, and we could grope through a
Yeah.
little bit easier. And then, oh my gosh, you know.
Think of the next generation coming in, though, where we're all getting out of these hangups and they're coming in and they're not going to have anybody telling them they can't do anything. And they'll just, the infinite possibilities. You could sing it if you wanted to.
possible.
Anything is possible. It's infinite.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing Unlimited.
Oh.
Love that one too.
Don't let me stop you, ladies. Go ahead.
We'll work on a mashup. We'll mash the two together and work
Oh
on
my
that.
gosh, that would be brilliant.
It's
That's just a sneak peek.
Sneak peek. Don't tease us
So
now.
it was answered that it started a few weeks ago, maybe longer. Going
Okay.
back to the question from Kathy.
Okay, so Kathy, what was going on in your life at that time? Okay.
Details, Kathy, details.
Yeah. So next question.
Yeah. When at a crossroads, will the higher self create circumstances that force us to make one choice over another?
Never force.
I was just gonna say that's a powerful word, force. That was your indicator right
The
there.
yeah, the higher self will, if your higher self wants you to, this is where free will's fun, right? Like we'll get nudged to go in a direction that would be more desirable, more enjoyable, possibly. If, gosh, it just depends, because if the
Yeah.
lesson is important, you might get nudged to go down the
You're
bumpy
going to
road.
get well. It's like, yeah, I mean, I was pushed. I could say I was pretty darn near forced. But it was, I realized now that it was a path. I was going down this way and I had gone as far as I could and I needed to be over here now. According to plan, I have to be over here. And it's like, if you go any further, I guess there was not a way to get over there. So this one had to be stopped and get over here. And I was forced.
Yeah.
But that was the plan. So I guess it depends on what
Yeah.
it is that's happening. If it's something that you're experiencing and it's like among all of our things that we have set in place before we came in, like we have our blueprint, we have our things we want to accomplish. Those are things that we set in there. Okay. Then we have all the other things. Those are experiences along the way. So I think it depends on which one it is.
Yeah.
As if
Yeah.
you figure you was going to come in and
Like
say,
destiny points.
yes.
Destiny points, I think you'll just get cut off from anything else. Relationships, a lot of relationships are destiny. And you could talk to a lot of different people and it'll be like, we just kept running into each other at the same events and the same times and whatever. And there's a lot of really fun destiny stories out there. But yeah.
Like you say, if it's meant to be, I love that. I don't know why I can never remember it, but it's, I love it.
If it's meant to be, it will not pass you by.
It will not pass you by. See,
It's
it just has to happen.
gonna
So,
happen. Yeah, that's a good question. It's a
but let's
pondering
look at
one.
it, but let's look at one more dimension here. When you say the higher self, will the higher self force it? Let's remember what the higher self is. It's you. It's just the bigger part of you. And so it is acting on your behalf. You know, whatever it's doing, it's because this is what you wanted when you came in. So it's helping you to get what you wanted. So see, it's like what's forcing you? You're forcing yourself if that is something like that happening.
Very good.
That always helped me to know it's not a God or something coming down and going, you must go this way. I'm not a victim. Nobody's controlling me. This is me giving myself the guidance that I asked for when I came in.
Yeah, that gives me comfort too when I think about what's going on, like whatever's going on in life right now. I know that my higher self planned it. And as long as I'm in the flow of listening to the higher self, I'm on the highest and best outcome. And the more I trust that, it seems like the flow comes in, everything I need is there. It's all good. So, yeah. Very good. Do we have any more on Kathy yet?
Nope, I haven't seen anything come up.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a way to differentiate between prediction and manifesting?
That's a good question. Prediction and
I've
manifest.
thought about that before. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
Because it's like, are you predicting something or as you're saying it, then in fact creating it.
Yeah, like the self-fulfilling prophecy,
Yeah.
you know,
Hard to
and
say.
well, and it is hard to say, and it's like I think of this every time I
It's the
go
chicken or the
through.
egg, isn't it? It's that chicken or the egg thing.
Exactly. Well, let's look at I mean, when I go through my Yahoo account, okay, and there's so much spam in there, and I'm just going through and deleting it, but at the same time, I'm seeing some of these subject lines, and it's like, really? Do you really think people, it's like alarming, everything, baby, all this is happening. Oh my gosh, come on, Kate, everything imaginable is going on. I'm like, okay, even if it was, do you really think this is the best way of relaying that information? Do you not understand that you, by you doing this, you're creating this? It's like, you know,
Yeah.
so that's what you want to, so that just delete it, you know, that's, I don't want that in my world, so I delete it out of there. But yeah, it's like, it is, it's a chicken and egg thing. It's you know, I want this, so I speak it into existence. Or if I'm speaking it, see, just because you're focusing on it, you're creating it.
Right. I was going to say wanting, you may not want it, but because you keep thinking about it, you're creating it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, wherever you're putting
So,
your focus. And our whole thing with our time and stuff, we could bring that into it and how we rehearse things. And so who knows that we didn't already see this in our rehearsal. And so
yeah.
that's.
Well, now everybody can play with that. One of the things I tell people if I'm doing a reading is that once we look at it, it will change. That's scientifically proven. Once you look at something and observe it, it will change because you added a new element of observing it. So it has to change. And so that can be a good thing because I can look at it and say, okay, on this timeline and the energy you're in right now, this is what I see. If you don't like it, you can change it. If you like it, do your best to stay in the path you're on.
Yeah,
But
I always see that.
the other thing is you can sabotage it if you do like it and then you get over, you think too much about it or obsessed with it, then you could sabotage it. So that's the risk of looking at it.
Well,
But if
that's what I always
you
heard with readings is like they usually the best, they're good readers, so I would say if nothing changes, this is where you're headed. This is what's going on. But we change things constantly. Like you said, then by knowing now, okay, I know something now. What am I going to do? I'm
And
likely going to just keep steering straight.
it can be very helpful if you're somebody that knows how to work with that, and you could really manifest and create by looking and checking the different timelines. Like it's kind of fun to go, okay, if I take this route with this person, what does that look like? And you look at that, and then okay, and then if I take like the person that was asking about the romance or whatever, if I pursue romance, what does that look like in my timeline? If I decide to just focus on me, what does that look like? If I decide to go down an old road with an ex, what does that look like? And you can look at all of them, and that's what's fun. And then just kind of go, I kind of like the idea of this one and go with that.
Only one.
All right, where are we at? We got, time is just going.
Feeding right by. Yep.
All right, we've heard from Kathy.
Okay. Okay.
I returned home after being on my own for a year. I was having a hard time fitting back in.
Okay, when you return home, hard time fitting back in. Okay. All right. So when you said anemia, and that, so that's has to do with the blood. It's low iron, obviously, because you're doing the iron, but it's the energy level. We could look at it as, I mean, you were anemic. Anemic is also, okay, that's iron. The other day I was talking with someone and they had a similar situation and we were coming to like low blood, but anemia isn't necessary. It can be, you know, but it's the iron, which is what's being treated here, but you're not fitting in. See, I think that's, we're on it. I think we're on it. The low blood, The blood is your flow of life. Everything's moving and flowing and eat with ease. And you're not feeling like you fit in. See, it's not flowing with ease. It's like there's low energy, low. Okay,
Yeah.
that makes sense. So ask. I want you to ask your body what it wants you, what it's trying to tell you. Just say, what are you trying to tell me? Just get into a calm place and just the very first thing that comes in, just what are you trying to tell me?
Yeah. What do
Report
you need, Kathy?
back.
Yeah. And I know Kathy is one of those beautiful souls that's always doing everything for people around her, a person of service. So what do you need, Kathy? What would be good for you that would be good to bring into your life?
Well, and this is what you've talked to your body. It will tell you this. So just ask, you know, what do you want me to know? What do you want me to, yeah, what do you want me to, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? And seeing that we get to
Yeah.
that point, but it's your body telling you. Your body is your guidance, it's your higher self, it's all of it's combined. But some people find it easier to talk to their body than to. Some, I don't know what this is, you know, but this group, you know, you're fine. You can handle it. You
It can handle it.
can handle it. Talk to your high self.
Yeah, that'd be good. All right, do we have time for one more? I think we do.
Let's go for it.
Oh, beautiful
Kathy says,
Kathy.
perfect, not flowing with life is right.
Okay. So just ask your body what it wants you to know about that and what it wants you to do, and you will get the guidance.
Absolutely.
Okay. I
We're
think this
sending you
can
love,
be
Kathy.
a good easy-ish one. I get spasms, even convulsions, when I receive energy downloads. Do a lot of people get that?
People, different people react in different ways. And sometimes I remember early on, I would do like something
Oh
like that.
yeah.
Now I just need a
I would
chill.
say I might look like bacon and I'd be twitching and I don't do that anymore though. So one of the
Now I
things,
just know it's there. I can sit and
yeah.
not notice anything happening with me. But yeah, before I would, it was like
And
having convulsions. It was just, whoa.
it is. It's like the whole body twitches and it does weird things. And what I was told, because I did ask in one of my QHHT sessions where I was regressed, why does my body react that way? And I was told that I wanted it to, so I knew something was happening. And so once I was comfortable knowing things are happening, I didn't need the twitching anymore. But it's your higher self, your connection with them, and saying, I want to know when something's happening. Give me a physical sign, and that's it. And
That makes
it
total sense.
did. I mean, I felt way more confident when I was doing that something was actually happening versus me going, well, I think I'm feeling something, you know.
Needed
I
to
was like,
know.
no, it's here and it's going through my whole body. So I think we arrange that until we get comfortable in our belief system that it's real and then it can go away.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say that is exactly what I can see. Like, we want proof, some kind of proof. And that's what that is. It's like, and then as we develop our trust, yeah, it's, we don't need it anymore. We still get things, but it's not like we need it to know that this is real. And yeah, that's fantastic. It's the same thing. You needed something for your own evidence or whatever, just to know something is happening here. And it's enough. See, it jarred you. I was gonna say jarred you. I'm trying to say startled and jarred, jarred you. And so, it got your attention, so you won't forget it. You know this happened to you.
Yeah.
That's why you did it.
Very cool. Well, we got our warning. Oh, and there's our next one.
Yes. Very
So,
cool.
where do people find things about QHHT?
QHHTofficial.com. And we have a retreat coming up in Asheville, North Carolina in May, over the Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be lots of fun. We're all, no, Tiffany's not going to be there, but Tracy and I are going to be there along with a whole lot of other people. So, and if you want to be a practitioner like Tracy is, and you can to help other people get their information, get questions answered. And this is where, find out who they really are, things like that. That's through the QHHT method that my mother created. Go to QHHT official, and Tracy has a coupon code if you would like to use it.
Yes, you would like to use it. It's called The Magic is Real. Just one word, The Magic is Real, will get you 10% off. So put
Yeah,
that
with a
in
level
there.
one course. So yeah, and if you want to come see Tracy, have a session.
I'm in Portland, or well, I'm in Oregon. I'm in Forest Grove, if you want to look that up, but you fly into Portland if you're flying, or drive into Forest Grove if you're driving. Too much information. I'm sorry. But yes, come see me over in and have a session. They're amazing. Lots of answers. And then let's get into, oh, should we do the cruise? And then we'll talk about the book.
And then June, we have a cruise. Now, the three of us are going to be on this cruise to Iceland. We're going to go around Iceland and jump over to Greenland for a couple of ports. And oh my God, that's a bucket list, guys. I am so excited about that. Every place we go anymore, it's just these are bucket list places.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Check that out at tracymahan.com. Go to the Iceland trip. And Tracy is Tracie, last name Mahan.com. And then go find yourself one of these SoulSpeak books so you can do
Absolutely.
the same kind of things Julia was doing today in the show with all the different things that our bodies are trying to tell us.
Absolutely.
Beautiful
So
book.
get the book. Yeah, you can get the book. And I also have an online course that expands on the book. And so everything, yeah, juliacannon.com is where you get the course. The book is at Amazon or ozarkmt.com.
Beautiful. All right, guys, we're getting
Thank
cut off. So
you.
love you.
Love you.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Bye.
Bye.